It takes me like 20 minutes to get ready to to get on my knees to do an outlet. That's only gonna take me like 3 minutes.
Get this, on his knees.
No, like, I need to warm up. Then I'm gonna put my knee pads. Like, y luego me arreglo mi cinturón.
Duras más haciendo eso.
Sí, lo
escuché. Me pongo las medias, me pongo bile. Nah, pero si it's not the same, bro. Fuck, ahora. Like, your knees take a beat, bro. They take a fucking
do
beat.
Do they?
Like, boy, Nah, in the yard go, dude. Like, go going up on those freaking stairs. Up
is that stairs. What they call it now? Yard go?
Oh, shit. No, we do a lot of that. Well, today we're in the lift. I'm just a lift, but sometimes we do a lot of work and up the ladders. Fuck.
A Susie lift?
Scissor lift.
Oh, scissor lift. Oh, that's
¿no te da miedo, Lalo?
¿De qué?
¿De a subirte ahí arriba?
Oh, no.
No, no da miedo subirse aquí.
No, I mean, the only thing I'm afraid is like roaches and rats.
Fuck that.
Sí, mientras no se suban a roach y a rat, güey.
By the way,
y los vegas pasos que pasan por ahí no te da miedo.
No mames, güey. Oye, cóbrale renta, güey. No mames.
They're fucking huge, dude.
Hey, they're paying more than you are right now.
Entonces, ¿qué pasa? Chingado.
No, but they scared me and we were two guys in the scissor lift yesterday.
Yeah.
And the guys on the ground, they were like cleaning like the area where we're gonna go into.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, they're like, here, catch. And they fucking threw this big ass fucking plastic rat.
Motherfucker.
Oh. Dude, we jumped. Yeah, dude. Like, I jump off like unos 3-4 feet out the fucking off the scissor lift. Y eso más porque tenía harness. That's the highest I could go.
Hasta se puso blanco.
It's fucking, dude. Look, they had the video right there. The fucking security. They were showing everyone that.
No, dude, get that video, dude. Get that fucking video, man. That should be perfect.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna get it for you.
You can use that for your Instagram.
Put this shit in your Instagram, bro.
Hey, pero qué raro. Tengo miedo a las ratas y a Mickey Mouse no.
Es que no es rata, güey.
Es mouse.
Es un ratón.
No. ¿Cuál es la diferencia, güey?
Las ratas, los ratones.
¿Con quién? ¿Una rata es grande? Una rata es grande.
Una rata es grande.
Y cuando una rata está chiquita, es este. ¿Qué
es? Una ratita.
Oh.
No te creas, no sé ni qué verga. Yo también me quedé como que
rata, güey. No mames. Lo dije con una pinche.
Lo dije con una seguridad.
No, la seguridad que hay, güey.
Es que sí debe ser, güey.
Hey, güey, me abraste como 5 makeup eyes de mí. I was going to check Google right now. Like,
es que sí es ese pedo, güey. Cuando vas a decir algo, mira, aunque estés echando mentiras, güey, tú dile una pinche certeza,
güey.
Y cambia el tema, güey. Y cambia el tema para que no te... pero déjate, pregunto. No.
Es la ley de la vida, güey. Cuando no estás pinche 100%, tú échale ganas que te crean que eres 100%.
Tú eres el chiqui, fake it till you make
it. Fake it till you make it. Or to get caught.
Hey, it's only illegal if you get caught.
That's
only illegal.
I didn't even hear the intro.
Pues déjales, digo. ¿Qué?
¿Ya estás grabando?
Café con leche y piquete.
Hola, hola, banda. Bienvenidos a Café con Leche y Piquete, con los mismos tetos de siempre, bailando, cantando la misma canción. Hoy nos acompaña Lalo, Chiquis.
Saludos, mis fans.
Saludos.
Y el Tubi.
Saludos.
Bueno, el diablito de PRM, Bitches Romanos, que nos están acompañando. Gracias por venir, carnal, la neta. Sé que eres un hombre bien ocupado.
A huevo.
Pero pues...
Dice, mira, que bien ocupado. Se nota. Doing two shows, I can barely do one.
No, eso se llama dedicación, güey. Sí. Echar el tiempo.
Pasa que ya vive aquí, ¿no?
¿Qué onda?
Pasa que ya vive aquí.
Casi, casi.
No te pongas celoso, güey.
He has better attendance here than he did in high school, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Y por eso va a pasar, güey. Da panzazo, pero va a pasar.
Hey. Pero mientras no pasen las rodillas como ustedes, güey. Está huevo, está más chingón.
Mira, tú deja a mi hermano en paz. Ok, pero ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo están? ¿Todo tranquilo? ¿Todo chido?
Good. How you doing?
Bien, bien, carnal.
¿Y de new?
¿Qué onda? Vamos a ¿cómo se llama? Vamos a hacer una rifa, ¿no? A ver, ¿cuáles de tus tres fans tienen lunch contigo?
Fuck it. Where do you guys want to go?
No, pues donde quiera. Cuando quiera tu fan número uno, güey.
Pues si son tres, pues llevo
No, chavos. Este, hey, dude, did you see that bullshit with Ralph Barbosa and George Lopez?
Oh, that, to be honest, I never really, really liked fucking George Lopez's attitude out of like his.
I didn't know he
show.
Was racial like that against those people until.
I mean, if you hear him, his jokes, you know, he's kind of fucking. He over stereotypes.
I think se agarró más del ese de que, us latinos, we're like this and we're like that. O sea, como que todos somos latinos, pero when it came down to it, it's kind of like, I don't work with latinos.
Yeah. See, like,
he wants to be the only Latino.
Like, I thought George Lopez was funny until I turned like 15, you know, then I'm like, not that funny, you know. I grew up living like, he's not that funny, like.
Nah, you know, he's like, not fluffy. That's fluffy. Funny.
Oh yeah,
that's funny, bro.
You see, like his jokes, they're fluffy. They're like, they never go out of style. Like you can hear them over and over, and like you can hear them right now.
Yeah,
you can hear them 10 years later, and they're still gonna be funny. But like the things that George Lopez is like, just stereotyping.
You think
it's just played out. You know.
Now I hear that.
I mean, I give him props, but
he got a lot of bullshit. He got a lot of heat from the Latino community.
He's done it for a long time. He's just people are opening about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're moving up, then why not help someone else?
Dude, even Eric Estrada had his fucking chance there. He's a dick. Fucking arreglándose la melena.
No, I mean, if you're moving up, like, why not help someone else, you know? Like,
well, that's like, the way, dude. Pero como, even, como
like,
dijo,
even giving someone like un consejo, like, even if you're not in a position like to open doors, you know, like, fucking, like, you have that kind of influence, but just giving like an advice, you know, like, fucking, or just fucking being like cheering on like on the side, you know, like, hey, good job, you know, like,
that kid's fucking funny, dog.
Oh, he's fucking funny, bro.
That was fucking hilarious. I'd be fucking rolling to his video.
Yeah,
bro.
He's funny, bro.
He's funny, like, dude. Oh, this will be happening.
He's
rolling,
like, he's not even fucking trying. He's like,
yeah.
Or está bien marihuana, or he's like fucking like
he's gone through some shit.
Yeah, tiene la cara rico de marihuana. A little too chill.
No, but he's cool.
Pero yeah, he's quick witted, bro. He's a good dude. Like I said, he's funny. As far as George Lopez, dude, I mean, like, you gotta admit, dude, George Lopez kind of paved the way, dude. You know?
Yeah, but I got to get on proud because if I would have been in his shoes,
I don't know, bro. There was people before George Lopez.
Well, yeah, pero bueno.
But
nos identificamos un chingo con George Lopez, bro. La neta. Like, we identified a lot, bro.
He over stereotypes. Like,
isn't that what comedy is, though, dude? To kind of like go a little overboard?
But what's wrong with over stereotyping?
Nah, it's like, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
It is, dude.
Yeah, but point, one time, no man. Then
no way. Like, especially the ones that are dark.
Nah.
You know, those are the ones that are fucking. I mean, yeah, it's like a dark comedy, is the whole reason, right? But.
See, but I gotta give the guy props because, like, when they're asking him, like, what he thinks about George Lopez in the comment, he said, you know, he was
pretty
cool.
George Lopez?
He was pretty cool, you know, like, but I would have been like, fuck that puto.
He's
prepared. That was cool.
I don't know, bro, because, like, you know, even Paul Rodriguez has said some shit about that fool George Lopez, and that fool goes more way back than George Lopez.
That's true. That's true.
You know, Million to Juan was a fucking, that's a classic.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You know? But
yeah, you know what, dude? He got me right in the fucking, Born in East LA.
Yeah.
That was a jam, dude.
Like, that shit was really paid the way shit like that. That would just rode the wave after.
You think so, dude? You think George Lopez just came in after him and just
yeah,
started?
Yeah, like they're the ones that got the ball moving. Fucking yeah. John Leguizamo.
Oh, dude, he's got some great yeah. fucking yeah.
like those people were material. Out there before.
But
that
we
cool.
just because
George Lopez was a lot more. Sorry,
we connected more with George Lopez because he seemed more Latino than other guys. You
like,
know?
Like more hood, no?
Yeah, more Latino, but yeah.
Because George Lopez, I don't know what I like about his comedy. He's a very like he's. Very knowledgeable. He's trying to teach you as he fucking as he's trying to get you know do his bit, do his comedy. But he's got a lot of good facts, man. This last one that he did, I gotta find it, dude. I believe it was an HBO special, but
he didn't Polo die? No, you just never brought that up.
You're beating me to that one, bro.
Oh my bad. See, you gotta talk dude. Before we start recording, bro.
You know what's funny is that I knew about him when yeah. he died.
The fuck? What was that?
All due respect, but like, I don't know.
When they caught Chapo Guzman, she's like, oh, is he a singer?
That's just funny. Because babe, que agarraron el Chapo de Sinaloa. Chingas, ¿desde cuándo? Latin history for morons.
Like, was, he on tour? was he on tour?
Was he on tour?
But the
what he do?
So John Leguizamo has a special called Latin History for Morons, dude. That one's fucking dope, dude.
Oh yeah, that one's really good, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
See, like shit like that is way more fucking knowledgeable than anything that George Lopez ever said.
Well, it was George Lopez. Remember Pablo Francisco? That they did a Latin Kings of Comedy. It was George yeah. Lopez, Pablo Francisco.
Yeah, and that's when they fucking were like, oh, that fool George Lopez don't really fuck with Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Thinking back, yeah, you're right. But since Dollar brought it up, yeah, Polo passed away, man, a little while ago. Honestly, we wanted to talk a little more about that. But
bro, I remember dude, back
he started days. It all, man. When it dude. Comes para los para lo que es la comedia mexicana,
fuck yeah.
Polo's been there.
I think he's funny, but since I feel like his jokes are too fucking long.
Pero ese es el chiste, güey.
Well, CDs,
I know. Like,
you know, I remember listening to those shows with Rick and fucking in one of his cars. What was it, the Altima or the fucking Honda Civic and shit?
Yeah.
Pero
Polo right tenía una manera de
contar. Remember you had that pink Honda Civic, Ricky?
It wasn't pink, it was purple.
Oh, I forgot to bring you the pictures, bro. I have a bunch of pictures for you guys.
Yeah, dude. You told me you got some pictures you didn't want to tell me, dude. I'm going to...
No, I said you had some pictures you can fucking see, but you can't keep.
You had to take copies of it.
What's up?
You can take copies? You can make copies of it?
I'll make copies si me las pasa, Angelita. Si me las da, yo sí. No, pero este...
No, but I mean, overall, I think if you move up, you have like the right thing is to help someone else. Doesn't have to be the same race, you know.
Yeah.
Just someone, you know, like just open the door for someone else. Like.
Help them how? That's right. In your definition, come on.
Either, if you have some kind of influence, you could like George Lopez is. He could freaking hire anyone to fucking open up for him if he wanted to, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's. You go to freaking any remember back in the day we used to go to freaking comedy nights and those little freaking
el taco
like, you know like there's funny people out there and
we
you
saw
could
fucking,
go out and look for
Carlos Garcia
and
no
Felipe Esparza there
Felipe
before
Esparza,
he was famous
yep,
we saw him
yep.
there
and that other dude what's some Garcia he's not super famous yet but you seen I know a lot of people seen his shit out there but the guy that's like no why. He's yeah. like a cholo. He's like, you're not gonna kill me after the show, right? You're not gonna kill me.
I remember like, that shit. Hey, bro, we saw a lot of fucking funny ass people before they were famous at that spot. That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. It's not there anymore, though.
Yeah, no. Oh man.
But
of course, it's not gonna be there. They're charging like fucking $1,000 to everyone who broke that window with the fucking putty, the cue ball.
What the fuck?
Remember, it was a billar and taco.
Yeah, the other side. It was like.
Yeah, and then the other side, they did the comedy.
Yeah.
And if you play billar in the fucking table by the window, and if you broke that window, you had to pay like $1,000 for that window. So.
Pero por eso. Es que tienes
por eso ya no fue la gente tanta pinche.
Es que tienes que llevar a tu hermanito y decirle que se ponga enfrente de la pinche mesa para que no vaya a pegar la pelota.
For real.
Nah, wey, pero back to Polo, canal, o sea, que en paz descanse, hijo, pero he was a, dude, he died at what, the age of 74, 78?
Damn.
Pero Polo, he paved the way for a lot of comedians, dude.
Fuck, yeah.
Sí, es cierto, sus chistes son largos, pero esa es la idea, porque este cuate de cortante un pinche chiste te sacaba 10, cabrón. Wey. O sacaba 10 pinches chistes de cada chiste. That's true. Y esa es la onda. O sea, pone que el último, al final del chiste, puede que a lo mejor sea que algo que no might not be that funny, but every fucking joke that he told in the way, the fuck, he fucking killed it, dude. Fuck, you know?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
That was the shit, man. Pero
start with the CD library and shit.
Güey, que...
You guys know about the CD libraries and shit.
Que le presté los pinches CDs a un cabrón al... ¿Cómo se llama el cuate, el amigo de mi verdad? Un gordito, pelo chino.
¿Cuál? Todos, güey.
¿Al Yogi?
Al Yogi,
güey.
Al Yogi, dude.
Me dice, presté los CDs, se los presté, güey. Jamás los volví a ver.
Dude, ya ves.
Pinche madre.
Dile, si me estás oyendo, quiero mis pinches CDs, güey.
El pinche Yogi. Me debes, en aquel tiempo, ¿no? Me debes desde el pinche, del 2 al 7. Estás pendejo. Hey, güey, have you guys been seeing all this shit that's going on with out there in Colorado? The Derramids?
No.
¿En Colorado or...?
Ah, perdón, Ohio. Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah.
No, get your facts straight, homie. No,
en Palestine, Ohio, fucking Chocón, se escarló un 3, like around February, early February. February 3rd, I think. And
hace un año.
No seas mamá. No, February 3rd.
Yo tenía que work for fucking Telemundo or fucking CBS.
Si no ya estuviéramos, güey, que ahora estamos haciendo aquí, chingada. Pero, o sea, February 3rd, a train was derailed in the Palestine,
Ohio. Train. Oh, I did actually see it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, February 3rd.
Y desde Ramón chingó de, ¿qué era? Vinyl chloride. And all that shit, it's all the shit they used to, it's a chemical they used to make a PVC pipe and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
So I made it into the water, made it up into the air, todo el pedo. What tripping you out about that shit is, nobody's talking about that. Nobody's fucking talking about that shit.
Well, nobody's talking about the fucking oil that goes into the ocean every year, every day and shit. Yeah.
But look at the ego. And
even, everybody's talking about the UFOs.
But here's the shit though.
The Fukushima leak también.
Fukushima leak, are talking to me about that.
Remember what happened in Japan?
Oh, que se the power that does the
nuclear,
the nuclear reactor.
Oh,
the leaking into the ocean.
Yeah,
no way.
That shit was a while back too.
Yeah, that shit was big. Damn. And then they used other. What was
no,
it?
Nobody's talking about Rihanna being pregnant, and nobody's talking about Rihanna doing the fucking.
Oh no! We talked.
Well, that's their record label. That's how they throw out their.
Come on,
calmate.
Yeah, Rockefeller Records.
Yeah, Rockefeller.
Oh, no. Shit.
That's how they throw out their label.
No, that's not.
Nah, there's a whole conspiracy about her.
There's a conspiracy behind
Wait, there's a whole conspiracy
that,
going about that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
That she's trying to fucking, like be...
The Illuminati shit?
Yeah, the Illuminati, her baby's going to be the reincarnation or no sé qué verga.
Yeah,
the Illuminati.
You'll be doing leader from, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, the whole fucking thing about it. Pero the UFOs, a mí se me sale ese cura because se me hace... Cura, como ahorita los pinches. Antes los UFOs, el gobierno los tapaba, güey. No pasa nada, no pasa nada. Y ahorita, güey, ya los tienen ahí pinche The Parade, no, I'm doing in the fucking
movie. Hey, bro, did you see that? Yeah, that's the one I was gonna say. The one with the fucking stormtroopers. No, man. Yeah. Like, se pasaron de verga.
It's like the best play to have them is in plain sight.
Güey.
That shit was hilarious, bro, when I see that shit.
A mí la curé porque mandaron el del Flying Saucer que está en un flatbed. Y lo está cargando, lo está jalando un tráiler.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one.
Y dice, güey, un pinche UFO. Y le digo, no mames, güey, todavía se dejó el pinche blinker prendido. Oye, qué mamadas, güey. Pero all I'm saying is all this shit that's going on, dude. Todo este rollo es como para tapar el ojo al macho, güey. Porque también está a punto de salir la pinche, la lista de Jeffrey Epstein, güey. Donde dice que van, en esa lista hay 15 picudos, güey, de la farándula, de que, o sea, famosos. Que van a ser nombrados, güey.
Oh, yeah.
Entre 150 cabrones, 15 son famosos que están ahí, que they're famous people. Y uno de ellos es que está muerto, pero que siempre tuvo pedos con ese child trafficking y todo ese rollo. So, se va
well, a ver. Well, didn't they just sentence that for fucking, what's that fucking singer's name? The black singer? ¿Cómo se llama ese güey?
So where do I start?
R. Kelly. They just sentenced him to like 25 years or something.
No way. Yeah. Ese no me sabía.
For that fucking underage or...
Think there's a whole documentary.
Yeah, there's a whole fucking series.
Oh, the documentary is dope. Yeah. I saw that shit.
Well, he just got his sentence.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's crazy, huh?
O sea, que yo no voy a grabar.
Peen on girls.
That shit was fucking nasty, though, dude. No mames.
Eso es mamada, güey.
Sí. Little girls, también. O sea, fuck. Pero también, o sea, dice un, te pregúntate, güey. O sea, ¿y las mamás qué pedo?
No, pues sí.
¿Dónde están las mamás? ¿Dónde están los papás?
Ajá, que ¿por qué no el papá? No. No, but I mean, all the people around them, I mean, there had to be people that saw see what's going on. And
how can no one report it, you know? Like, at the time, people were analyzing that. He was like number one on the charts at the time, you know?
Yeah. Nah, bro, so como dicen, ¿cómo es eso? Este, first of all, you got money, then you got the power.
Mm-hmm.
Pinche raza.
Power first.
A huevo.
Este güey dice que el power first. You're going to be a broke Power Ranger.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that. Oh, saludos al Power Ranger que ya está a punto de regresar, güey.
Ah, sí, ya va a salir del retiro.
People with power don't
come out the fucking injured list.
People with power, they don't have money. They have gold. They have banks that are backed up by gold.
No mames, güey, that's money.
No, gold is not money.
That's currency. That's currency.
Yes.
Ay, pinche Lalo aprendió un new word, el güey.
New word.
Where'd you learn that word?
Esta le daba tanto comezón por sacarla.
I heard it on... En este Google. Oh shit, hey bro, remember you're talking about Tubi?
Uh-huh.
And they came out on fucking Super Bowl. They had a commercial.
Yeah.
No way. Commercial.
They're getting up there.
La pelasta, you should invest it before.
Ya valieron verga. Before that commercial, you guys fucked up. I told you guys about it. See, I've been kidding.
Yeah, they had a commercial on fucking Super Bowl.
We get all the ideas and you guys fucking just sleep on it.
We're going to have to give you your own show, bro.
I will. Million Dollar Ideas, that's the name of it.
You might as well. I mean, you're like, you're the only one that shows up to this one.
Fucking Lalo, fucking shit,
now. Somos dos, güey, los que llegamos.
Alguien tiene que prender los mics, ¿verdad?
No, that's to unlock the door.
A huevo, yo soy el talento, güey. Tú eres el pinche behind the scenes.
Technician.
A huevo.
Ay, cabrón.
De... You don't even know what to say to that.
Nomás, mira, güey.
Fuck you, guys.
Adrian, me guardas ese cachito, güey, because I'm going to play it back in a couple of years. I'm like, fuck you in your mic. Pinche vato, güey.
Fuck that puto.
Yeah, fuck that puto. Ah, está bien, güey, está bien. Everybody needs a hater, bro. Sin haters, dude, no la hacemos para arriba.
Oh, no, those are your number one fans.
Ah, huevo.
Yeah.
Todos los que están ahí atentos, güey, a lo que estás haciendo.
You gotta love them haters.
Te digo,
saludos, wey. Saludos, raza.
Hey,
güey. Pobrecitos. Nah, pero eso es cierto. Somos gonna turn on the mic.
You ain't lying,
bro.
Speaking nothing but the truth.
Si duele, la verdad.
Ay, güey. No, this is a journey, brother. You got a journey. You gotta fall in love with it or get off, you know, shit or get off the pot.
Shout out to my 2-3 fans que tengo. Saludos.
Your daughter and your son.
Hey, Ivy listens to this too, bro. So that's three.
That's two more than you.
So what's up, man?
What's up?
Pues contigo, cabrón. Like you're basically renovating the whole fucking house. So you're
pretty much
same shit as Lalo.
Pretty much the same shit.
Both motherfuckers build one. You're about
to
fucking
build one from the ground up.
I said I need to build a restroom in the closet.
¿Y qué se siente salir del closet?
No sé. Todavía. I'll let you know in a month. I'm done.
Todavía no la hago para salir. Dice Lalo.
Oye, güey, ya chile, ¿cuánto está saliendo esa casita?
Las que <count.
laughs> sí, yeah. No me repite el piggy bank y fucking split out. Hey, güey, si escucharon el chismesazo que anda pasando, salió una chava en un show, no creo que pinche show fue, pero que una novia cachó a su novio, bueno, novio porque todavía se había casado, pero lo cachó, se fue al baño, entró al baño a revisarse, no sé qué rollo, pero cachó al novio que todavía se estaba amamantando a la mamá, güey.
Oh, I heard about that shit. What the fuck, dude?
O sea, ¿qué haces, güey? Bueno, tú como novio, pues, ¿qué haces?
That's crazy.
What a fucking trip, though, dude.
Eso sí es mamitis a la verga.
Quita madre, ¿qué dices? Oye, güey, ¿qué andamos a salir? No sé, déjale
porque me ama. No, nos estamos hablando del papá, güey.
¿Qué onda, güey? ¿Qué estás haciendo, Octavio? No, no.
Tenía sed.
Got some water. got the Morios.
The cookies.
Ay, cabrón, güey. About that kid in Manzanitas High, dude, that beat the shit out of his teacher for taking away his Nintendo.
No Switch. Way.
You guys didn't see that shit?
No.
Why does he have a Nintendo?
Nintendo cool. Switch.
Okay.
Ya lo voy a ver con el pinche paquetote de Nintendo.
There's limits, bro.
You saw my collection the other day.
You shouldn't be taking that.
No, I'd shoot a motherfucker for your collection. No, but Nintendo Switch,
you don't take that to school. I mean,
bro.
But even that, bro. I mean, we're talking about, this kid's got to be like fucking... Dude, he must be. He looks like he's fucking at least 30.
The fuck? At least 30.
Dude, motherfucker's big, dude.
You at least 30.
I mean, he has problems.
Oh, now he does? Shit.
He had problems before, like, I don't know.
But still, bro, no, I mean.
We just live in a new world.
You got. Sometimes kids live under the fucking ass whooping, bro. I'm sorry, but.
These kids, sometimes they gotta get some act right.
No, porque todo eso viene, güey. So how the fuck are you gonna? How is the kid gonna fucking lay on a parent like? I mean, on a teacher like
teacher
that.
Teacher like that. I mean, there's no respect. There's no respect to teachers. No respect to authorities like police and.
Well,
shit
that's
like
going
that
to shit, but all this shit starts from home, dude. Yeah. Todo eso empieza desde la casa, güey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. O sea, te va a ver si no está dispuesto a rezongar a la mamá o al papá y los mamás y la mamá y el papá por pinche miedo de que no le puedes decir nada a tu hijo porque luego a la pinche policía. O sea, dejan que los hijos hagan lo que quieran, güey. Y si le puedes hablar así a tu mamá y a tu papá, entonces, ¿qué veras no le vas a poder hablar así a una maestra?
Yeah.
O sea, ¿qué culeros, güey? ¿De dónde viene ese pedo? ¿Me entiendes? It all starts at home, dude. Leave that shit aside and add to that the fact that he shouldn't never have that fucking Nintendo Switch in school anyways.
Hey, I just seen this fucking commercial for the show on Hulu that is fucking about parenting. It's like
commercials?
Somebody's got premium.
Acuérdate dónde viniste, güey. Que te ibas en el bus conmigo a la escuela, güey. Así que bájale de huevos, güey.
Before the day. Nos pasamos ahí al Globe.
A huevo.
Let's
go back to my stories. So
what does that have to do with commercials?
It's this show about fucking different ways of parenting, and it's like a fucking documentary type of show.
Yeah.
I want to fucking watch that shit, but that's something to look into because it shows you different ways of parenting about, like, being strict or letting your kids do whatever the fuck they want, different ways of doing it.
Now, what's the name of the show? Do you know?
No mames, güey.
No mames, güey.
¿Se llama? Está chingón. Está chingón el nombre, güey.
No me acuerdo del pinche.
¿Es Spanish?
Sí, muy apenas me acuerdo del pinche commercial, güey. ¿Crees que me voy a acordar del nombre? I think it's called fucking...
Nanny 911.
Something parenting, bro.
Ah, poor. Isn't it the parent test?
Yeah, that one, the parent test.
The parent test.
Okay, you have to be careful because if you treat a kid too soft, they're going to grow up and they're going to be too soft, you know? And if you're too hard on them, when they grow up, they're going to be assholes to their own kids. And then, so you have just like a limit and it's pretty fucking hard.
It's a thin line.
It's a fucking thin line to like, and no, my parents got it right.
They were on the line, bro. They were on the line.
La chancla, damn. La chancla voladora.
Tan madre, te le salvas.
Shit.
Te digo, güey. I heard learned the fucking hard way to fucking duck like after the second one, dude.
Shit, I learned not to run. I was like, fuck me up now.
I'm
gonna be tired and get ass beating. Fuck that. Yeah, fuck me. I ain't running. My brother Tony used to run. Yeah. That motherfucker got speed.
Double.
That motherfucker got speed. But when he would forget about it, my mom would creep up. Wah, 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 motherfucker.
He's like, what are you doing? Last week.
Remember, motherfucker? I didn't forget.
The last week, you remember?
That's not true. The way they used to get Tony, they wouldn't take him to a soccer game and he'll cry.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to play today.
After the ass beating, bro. Hey, antes no te escapaba con la ass beating, bro.
Shit,
antes no. Fuck no. Aunque ya se les pasa el coraje, they were like, oh yeah, remember you owe me ass. Come on. You got one. You got one in the bus. You got to clear it. You got to clear this shit up. You got to clear this debt up real quick.
Holy shit, dude. You're fucking right, though.
flashback. You know,
dude,
my butt cheeks puckered up a little.
Did you
hear
one?
Mamá. He flinched a little.
¿Te acuerdas que le debes una nada? Estás
diciendo. Hazte, güey, que cuando escuchas el pinche el cinto sonar, como que no te. Ay, güey.
What was that? Get on your toes real quick. Ready to run.
Actually.
Like PTSD to the max right there, bro.
Actually, no, I was a good kid. I learned from my brother's mistakes.
That's right. Hey. Fuck yeah.
Déjenselo este güey que nos echó de cabeza una vez, güey.
What?
Fuck yeah, this motherfucker dropped the nominals,
dude. Fuck yeah, bro. I wasn't gonna get in trouble with you.
This motherfucker.
What are you doing? Hold on, Lalo.
Mira, güey. This is one time that we were supposed to go to
quinceañera
practice, and we did it. What we did end up doing is we went to el taconazo with your ass.
We went to el taconazo. Who's the one driving, motherfucker? Why did I feel like I was driving and shit?
Hey, I was only like 13, okay?
I was 14.
El pedo fue.
Que sepa la gente que yo tenía 13 años y tú me estás llevando a lugares donde no tienen que irme.
I was 13, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And
it was my fault.
Mira, he's dropping the dime again. He's dropping the dime again.
Bro, I ain't doing life for you.
Moral of the story, don't trust this motherfucker.
I ain't doing life for you.
Moraleja, güey, no confíes en este cabrón, güey.
So what, who got their ass with? Just Ricky?
No, güey, nadie. El pedo fue así, güey. Llegamos a la casa. A ver, cuéntala tú entonces, güey.
No, cuéntala tú, porque...
No, ¿quieres hablar? Cuéntala.
I'm catching your life.
Let's see what the facts you got, Ricky.
Llegamos a la casa, llegamos tarde, y entrando a la casa teníamos que pasar a huevo por el cuarto de mi papá para entrar porque todo estaba cerrado. Era de a huevo, güey. Entonces sigue pasando según pinche, like, estilo Pink Panther, güey, despacito.
You don't have rights for that. You don't have rights.
Oh. Talalalalan. Talalalan. Talalalan. Güey, entramos despacito y dije, no vamos a alentar, no vamos a despertar a mi jefe, güey. No íbamos
acabado. Estaban despiertos, güey.
No, les dije, vamos despacito para no despertar a mis jefes.
Estaban esperando,
güey. Y mi papá, my dad was slick, dude. Mi papá ahí tapado como que haciéndose los dormidos, like, Ricardo. Y yo, like, ¿qué pasó? Güey, hace pendejo.
Sleepwalking.
You're sleeping, dad. You're sleeping.
You should have tried that shit.
Hey, Ricky did used to sleepwalk, though, just
now. Come on, walk, sure. Pero, güey, mi jefe dice, hey, ¿dónde van? He's like, no, pues, vamos llegando. ¿A dónde fueron? No, pues, sí, fuimos a la quinceañera.
A la plática de
quinceañera. Fuimos a la plática y... Y pues él luego, ¿qué? ¿Teníamos celular o no?
No sé, yo tenía 13 años, güey. Yo no.
No había celular.
Todavía no había celular.
Ya habían.
Pero los tipos ladrillos, ¿no?
No lo teníamos, güey.
Bueno.
Lo que habían.
Los pinches tabiques, ¿no?
En ese tiempo. Los Nokias, güey.
Apenas había internet, güey, no mames.
Nokia.
Sí, cierto.
Estaban los Nokias.
Eso es donde estaba todavía el...
A huevo.
¿Dónde estaba el...
De Nokias, back in... No, just like back in 2002.
¿Dónde estaba todavía? Así, tengo machine. Pero estaba el sí, cierto, son los pinches Nokias, pero los de tipo, entiendo, el primer flip, ¿no? ¿Te acuerdas del pinche tamaño que, like, fucking 5 de estos, güey?
That's just pero, the bigger.
Anyways.
No mames, va a ser bloque también.
Ah, huevo, papá, fucking casi la pinche tele ahí en el carro. Pero anyways, so entramos y dice, we're trying to fucking plead our case. Y dice mi jefe, es like, no, a mí no me hacen tonto. Y es más, no me mienten, se mienten ustedes. ¿Qué le voy a decir? And I turn around and start walking away. He's like, pero no me echen mentiras. No me echen mentiras. ¿Dónde fueron? No, pues que vimos esto y esto y esto. Y Lalo, estamos aquí agarrando la cabecita.
Lalo, the fucking
fuck
dead
ass. Bro.
Me dice mi jefe, y a mí no me están echando mentiras. Se mienten ustedes solos. Y dije entre mi fuck, ¿crees que le voy a dar?
Pues si la quisiera.
Y luego dice este güey, pues espérate, desmiéntame después, güey. Mi jefe había llamado con la quinceañera. Les dijeron que no habíamos llegado, güey.
Pues sí, porque son familia, güey.
Sereno, pero el chiste, bueno, that was my family.
Sí,
son amigos de familia, de familia. Le dice mi papá a Lalo, dice la cabrón, Lalo, no me eches mentiras.
¿Fueron
Lalo,
a pláticas
¿Fueron
no?
a pláticas no fueron a pláticas?
No fuimos.
No me vayas a pegar.
No, like I said, a I minute like, me pegaron. Like, I never got hit.
He's playing the part.
Dude. I was like, fuck, dude. Like,
pinche víctima.
Okay, ven pa' acá, mijo, ven pa' acá.
Ay, por eso te quiero mucho, nah, güey. I was like, dude, I was like this fucking close. I thought I was convincing my dad. I was like, this fucking close to just walking away. And this motherfucker is like, no, cierto, pa, no fuimos a la práctica, fuimos al taconazo.
Like, fuck, man. They already knew.
You dropped that. They knew they knew, but come on, bro.
You gotta learn, pick your fights.
No, if we would have stuck together, we might have gotten away with that shit.
No, you were.
Dude, what do you think he was asking both of us? He asked you so you can confirm it. If you would have said no, that we didn't, no. He wouldn't have said shit because he didn't know for sure.
No, he knew. He was just testing you. So well, in ese momento, he lost your
trust. I failed.
Yeah. See, he gave my trust and lost your trust.
No, eres más las mis huevos porque...
porque se te pasa el culo.
La madre, güey. Eres más las mis huevos porque son bien caros, güey. Porque... Oh, dude. It was good times, though, man. Aside of all the bullshit, it was fucking good times.
Yeah.
A ver, tú, güey, ¿cuál es el peor pedo que te has metido con tus jefes? O que te han cachado la mentira, güey.
Come on, now.
¿Cuál es esa, güey? Yo sé que hay tantas buenas. ¿Cuál es la peor?
He can't say that. Ahí está escuchando.
Bueno, without breaking the law.
Yeah.
Without breaking the law.
Mi madrina está escuchando.
Oh, perdón. Come on. Un amigo tuyo.
I mean, besides the normal shit that I used to get in trouble for, when I got my lip busted, maybe.
Oh,
when I got jumped.
Oh, que no te cupo en la boca. Oye, si espantaste a bastante gente con ese pedo, güey. Like, your mom was freaked out, though.
Fuck yeah, well, my lip was like split in half.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to visit you.
You get fucking...
I got jumped.
Got a jump. And yeah. I remember when I used to go visit you right there. We used to live in on the trailers, down, like... Around the corner from you and shit.
Ahí trabajaba, güey. No,
no, we live like 10 trailers away?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he said some old homes.
I remember I used to go busy and estaba fucking, pensé que estaba en coma, güey. Toda la cara hinchada, de por sí está gordito de la cara, güey.
Sí, güey.
Lo que no te bajó, ¿verdad? Lo empleado, güey.
Chilala, güey.
No, but bro, I remember seeing that his lip all fucking like stitched up. Like,
yeah, dude, you're in bed for how long?
I was out, like, in pretty much at home for, like, 2 weeks.
Fuck. Just laying in the bed, right? Yeah. I remember that, like, fuck.
Oye, ¿de cuántos se chingaron, güey?
Fuck. Oh, déjame preguntarle.
Y si yo nomás vi llevar los putazos, güey. Ah, güey. Digo, era como 10, pero se tenían como 100, cabrón. No mames, güey.
Damn, that shit was crazy.
Pero sí los conocí. Did you know any of these motherfuckers?
Nah, I didn't.
Can't say.
Do you even know why, at least?
He can't say.
Motherfucking word.
I mean, your witness protection for real.
No, I mean, I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, you know?
You fit the description.
Pretty much.
Pinche vato, güey.
How you say cuando estás en corte and you wanna...
plead the fifth?
Plead the fifth.
Say, would the defendant please raise?
Can't say, bro.
But lesson learned, brother.
¿Cuál pinche lesson?
Did you do it again?
You got worse?
You got worse, motherfucker.
Pero no, not in the same spot.
Not by my.
No, you didn't go back.
He just got better at it.
Oh, perdón.
For real, damn. Back in the days, man. P-Town.
Fuck, dude. Get the way.
Yeah, we already said where we're from.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all our fathers know where the fuck we grew up.
So everybody know we do not live in San Mario.
And we did not grow up in town.
We close to.
Well, we grew up everywhere because we moved.
No, dude, we moved a lot. We actually, I did the math on that show one time, and I know for a fact that I went to 14 different schools.
Damn.
Yep. And between elementaries, middle schools, and
how the fuck do you have the time to do that for that?
Dude, we should move like every year.
I didn't finish filling out the first paperwork because I'm already switching for another.
No, for real, we should move like schools almost every year and shit.
Yeah, dude, moved a lot, dog. On the bright side, dude, that shit helps in to like learn how to make friends quick, dude. You learn how to talk to people quick.
Where are your friends?
Nah, that's the way.
What friends?
Where are your friends?
You got chicken baby?
That's the only bad part about it. You don't get like, you don't, like me, dude, I don't have like childhood friends.
fuck? ¿Y Lalo y yo qué pendejo?
Yeah, no, for us.
I said friends. Con amigos como ustedes, güey, no mames.
Not by choice, bro. I'm related to him.
Güey, no tengo de otra, güey.
Si Lalo no podía salir.
My mom said I had to play with him.
Si Lalo no podía salir.
The dog had to play with him.
Oh, quiero decir, tenía que llevar a Lalo.
No mames, güey, me tenía que divertir entretener entre pinche Lalo y el perro, güey. No mames.
You think he wanted to be the 25-year-old hanging around with a 14 and 18-year-old? No.
Well, I agree.
Savage.
Oh, dude, but we had stories though, man.
Fuck yeah.
That's some fucking stories.
No,
but, that's
but I learned.
But you actually, yeah, no. You kicked it a lot more with him and then Tony.
Oh, but yeah, because we were like,
time with us. Yeah, because yeah. You guys were
on the same age. Tony and me, we clicked and we played soccer both. Me and Angel.
Soccer ball?
Soccer ball.
Football, güey.
We both play soccer. We had a passion for soccer.
Ah, so, perro.
Pasión,
güey.
So we
you've been taking grammar classes, yeah, cabrón.
Yeah.
Is anyone saying that I had
it? Going to speech coach and shit.
No, I've been listening to a podcast.
No, this is what he's fucking watching Mr. Belvedere again, huh, bitch?
The fuck is that?
Where are you giving all these fucking words? School que les tiene diccionario por ahí, güey.
He probably has that fucking translator that Google.
Nah, hey, I've been hunting back. And
you got one of those fucking word of the days, dude.
He does that fucking. It takes me the word of the day every day.
I've been hunting back, and you guys, es que me tengo que bajar a su nivel.
Ah, pero ya.
Bueno, I feel like our listeners deserve more.
A ver, cuéntame de tu pasión, güey.
Ahorita no, ya no la juego. El fútbol, pues, el fútbol.
Del soccer,
güey. Del soccer. No, okay, so me and Tony, we're about the same age, we play soccer.
Sí,
no, he's, yeah, pero Angel and me, we went to the same schools, so we hang around together.
Yeah.
We had to take the bus together, you know?
Fuck, like, not like the shit. Fucking school bus, the city
dude,
bus.
Dude, the city bus. And there'd,
oh,
be,
that,
dude,
that shit.
And there'd be times when I get detention, and he'll wait for me. I'll be like, yes, I gotta fucking do it. I was scared fucking walking to fucking by myself in Pomona, bro. I'm like, yes. Salía de detention. He'll be like, yes. Yeah, he'll be waiting for me at like on the next stop, you know? Like, I'm like, yes, ya la ve.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Ese es primo.
Hell yeah, oh, bro. Sobrino. I remember that shit.
Hey, that's no.
Hey, bro, let me tell you people, mi sobrino.
Fuck. Hey, te quiero como hermano, güey. Te quiero como hermano.
Antes no te dije, te quiero como un hijo, güey.
Te quiero como hermano, güey. Y eso que ni a Ricardo le iba así, güey.
Y qué bueno, güey.
Y chulalo, güey.
No, hey, but Bush has said, I learned really quick.
Simón.
The best way to make friends is carry gum. Or fucking candy, bro.
They said carry a gun. I'm like,
no, no, you're in class.
You're my friend, right?
Hey, no, yeah. Estás en clase, saca el pinche paquete de winter fresh.
Como que lo huele. Como que lo huele, güey.
Everybody like, oh, yeah,
here. Well, they say, dude, fucking, if you offer a piece of gum and somebody accepts it, dude, that's an opening.
Yeah.
So if they say, no, I don't want any, se manda la verga, we don't want to be friends.
But, well, maybe bring another flavor next time.
Nah, y luego eso de pinche tomar el vaso, güey, para irte a la escuela es otro pedo también.
Fuck, como, yeah, I remember.
No, no, Pomona, fue fucking Rancho, o sea, escuchar pinches historias.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario.
Dude, like, I thought people that we used to live in Rancho, they're like, oh, güey, you guys live in Rancho?
Puta,
like,
yeah, madre,
pero antes no estaba bonito, güey.
De cuando era un rancho.
Cuando era rancho.
Puro pinche
de cierre. Señor, yo soy de Rancho, Cucamonga.
Anyway, have you guys heard anything? Did you guys know, actually, that Congress is trying to put back in the docket the draft for women?
What?
Gender equality, baby, to the max. Where they want to be able to draft women war.
They don't even draft men.
No, but right. if there's a Not draft, yet. If there's a draft, they want to be able to draft on women, too.
I want
to
be a Space Force.
Space Force?
Ah,
huevo. Siempre se las dudas,
güey.
Va a ser primero morirte, güey.
Este güey, pinche pelota que no. ¿Qué onda, güey?
Hey, bro. Allá voy a flotar, güey. Me quedo un pinche correr a la verga.
Ay, caray.
Be like. Swimming in that shit.
Sí, por si casi no bajaste,
güey. No, you have to watch Space Troopers, right? Obviously.
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
No,
wait. That's just scary.
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. Stormtroopers.
What's that movie?
Oh no, Starship Troopers is pinche.
Yeah, Star Wars, güey.
Star Wars. No, Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm. Siempre no That's que, a fucking classic
siempre
movie,
no la que
bro.
Vamos esa, güey.
Güey. I'm a fucking cheesy ass fucking alien movies, man. Yeah. Shit.
Eso no la quemamos regularmente, güey. Bien pinches marihuanos con la...
¿De qué estás hablando, güey? No es cierto, ma.
Bueno, Lalo.
Yo no.
Lalo era soccer career at the time.
Tenía una pasión, güey.
Tenía pasión.
Por el fútbol. Tenía una pasión del güey.
Yo no quiero escuela. Prefiero el fútbol.
Cálmate, morro.
Yeah, about fucking. Did you guys know that there was a guy back in the fucking early 1900s that was born with three fucking legs?
Ay, güey.
Ay, güey. También en 1988.
Yeah, en 1986, güey, había uno también, güey. Nací como el 11 de junio, güey.
Oh,
that was good.
Oh, wait, that's a good one in your phone. Oh, about time he left.
Oh my god.
Ya lo lloré, güey. Pero ahí fue un chingo de viejas, güey.
Pero ¿dónde está? ¿Dónde está? Ay, cabrón. Bueno, Andy, creo que aquí la dejamos. Muchas gracias, banda, por habernos acompañado.
Adiós.
No te doy siempre. Adiós. Becho, bacho, ya, papacho.
Amor y paz.
No.
Café con leche y piquete.
De antemano, si eres alguien fácilmente ofendido, cámbiale ya. ¿Ya? Órale. Por favor, banda, no se les olvide seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, TikTok y también en sus plataformas de podcast preferidas, donde seguiremos subiendo nuevo contenido para alegrarles el día o quizás causarles alguna crisis existencial. Y nuevamente, recuerden que no somos ni fuimos patrocinados en ningún momento por ninguna marca registrada previamente mencionada durante el show. También, cabe mencionar que no somos, semos, ni fuimos profesionales o expertos en lo absoluto. Todo lo que se comenta, canta, cuenta y chismea en este show es con el único propósito de entretenerte y hacerte reír solamente. Aparte de un pollo, ningún otro animal fue lastimado física, emocional o mentalmente durante esta grabación. Finalmente, para ti, el del saco, el que no se fue. Si en algún momento te llegamos a ofender, sinceramente discúlpanos, no fue nuestra intención. Ahora sí, acústanos con tu mamita. Che puñetas.